What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Right, guys, welcome back to Coaching Conversations with Pete and Yas. But before we get to today's episode, just a quick announcement from our partnership with St. Mary's University Twickenham.
Yeah, so thanks for having me. I'm Ashley, our performance football coaching course lead. As you know, as a member of our alumni, our course is unique around the world. So we believe that we have a distance learning model that kind of works for everyone, regardless of where they are in the world. They can study football performance coaching from their environment and put it into their context.
Amazing. And who is it for?
So we really have lots of different unique opportunities. So you can be a pro licensed coach that we've had in the past. You could be a level 2 UEFA B coach. It's about putting it into your context. So we'll expose students to match analysis, contemporary football coaching cultures, and they can put that into their own practice and improve their knowledge and understanding of the game.
Thank you for that, Ash. And as an alumni member of St. Mary's University Twickenham, I'm proud to announce the partnership that we've got going on, where each week myself and Pete will be delivering conversations around different how-to elements, analysis tips, and obviously some insights from our own experiences as coaches and coach developers. So catch that on YouTube and every week on all major platforms where you can hear it in audio form as well. Hey everyone, welcome back to Coaching Conversation with Pete and Yas. Last week's topic, we discussed qualifications versus experience and the pros and cons of both. Today, we're just going to build on that a little bit by just talking a little bit more about how to deal with rejection on coaching qualifications and what you could be doing with your time in between. So, Pete, just straight into that then. Obviously, in your role, you know, in my role, we deal with a lot of coaches that have been through rejection on college qualifications in the past and even most recently as well. What would you say to those guys? Because obviously, for a lot of them, they'll be thinking, maybe they're not good enough. There'll be potentially thoughts of going elsewhere to do qualifications. There'll be, you know, potential thoughts around, should I continue with my journey? Mm. You know, where do we start with it? What are some of the things you want them to start thinking about just to kind of refocus and recalibrate themselves?
First of all, I think for any coach, rejection is any person, in fact, rejection is pulls at the heart of us as human beings, because we think that by getting accepted onto something that validates us. Mm-hmm. However, if you get that rejection, and I'm going to see if I can find another word other than rejection, because that sounds too harsh. Because how can you be rejected? You are still coaching, you're still working with players, you're still the same person you were the day before you got that email saying that you didn't get on the course.
Maybe a temporary road closure.
Yeah, exactly, temporary road closure. And the guy with the shovel, or even the girl with the shovel, has decided they're having a tea break and you just can't get through. But you know the roadworks are going to be finished at some stage and you'll eventually get through. And that's the thing, is to see it's just a temporary roadblock. Mm. Because during that time, you can start to look at yourself and ask yourself, well, actually, is there something more I could have done to make, say, for example, my application stand out more? Mm. That's number one. The second thing is, well, how long ago did I take my last qualification? Mm. If you've just taken your qualification the year before, well, where's your experience line? Where's that that body of work that you've built up to be able to say, I'm now ready for the next qualification? Because that's the thing is, you know, everybody wants to jump. But you need some time to get to grips with some of the messages that you've learnt or you've taken from your previous course. because that's important, that you use that to help you build on your experience, to help you to go on and say, right, now I need more, I need a little bit more information to help me.
100%. I think there's also, you know, a lot of coaches listening to this, watching this, that are probably going to have to deal with the harsh reality.
Mm.
Sometimes you just didn't get picked. And what I mean by that is you did everything right.
Mm.
But actually on the day, a decision had to be made. Mm. Is it going to go to Pete or is it going to go to Yes?
Mm.
And that's just where the cookie crumbles sometimes. Mm. So you know, for coaches having to maybe deal with that harsh reality, in probably really having to pick themselves up and understand, actually, you know, you've done everything you needed to do. You've ticked all the right boxes, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the right experience. You're working in the right environment, because this is the way a lot of people maybe potentially go wrong. Mm. It's they're not working in the environments that might be, if you like, demanding that qualification.
Mm-hmm.
They may not even be applying within their local region, which is obviously another challenge for many people to go into. And you know, with such a high demand at the moment in terms of all different qualifications that do exist, it's so important that you do get all these things right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But like I said, there will be coaches out there who have applied for courses, haven't got on, and they just can't seem to see the reasons as to why.
Mm-hmm.
But in some cases, maybe have had previously been offered a space on that course, but maybe the timing wasn't right for them and just haven't got a place around this time. Mm-hmm. So what would be your advice to them in terms of how they kind of get back on track and make sure they keep doing the things that they need to be doing? And for some of them, you know, what would be your advice to those thinking, actually, should I even bother continuing?
Football is, and I'm going to talk about football specifically.
Mm.
Football, you either want to do it or you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't want to do it, you're going to give up. Because the truth of the matter is, if you're going to say, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to give up. Well, actually, are you really into the game for the right reasons? Because the point is, what you've done is you've gone and you've taken a load of players, say, for example, you've taken them to a certain level, and then you can say, okay, well, because I didn't get on this course, I'm going to give up. Mm. Well, there's other things that you can do other than qualifications. You can do CPD. You can go watch a webinar.
Let's talk about that really quickly then. Mm. You know, you talk about CPD, you talk about webinars, right? Mm. There's so many options out there available, right? There's so many different things that you can do, especially when we're moving towards more digital platform and all the different avenues that you can do. How does a coach decide on? And I've got an idea of what you might say to this, but how does a coach decide on what's the right CPD for them in that moment?
That's a difficult one, and I tell you why it's difficult, because you don't know till you've gone on it.
Yeah.
Now the point is, at the end of the day, you might go on a CPD and you think, oh, I didn't really get much out of it. But if you, again, I've spoken about this before, about open or closed mind. If you go on it with an open mind, you'll take something. I really remember people saying, oh, I'm not going to go on that because that's only for level ones, or say, for example, or as we talk about introduction to coaching.
Yeah.
But you can still pick up stuff from that. So so the thing about going on to CPD is you have to ask yourself, first of all, your biggest question is, why do I want that qualification? What's it going to give me that I don't already have?
Yeah.
So that's your first thing. So if you say, right, I'm going on it, and most people say, I want to learn more. Well, actually, you can still learn more by doing really good CPD, going out and finding out who are the good coaches. I mean, I'll give you an example. Again, I can talk about this through my years in the game. I remember once going I don't even think we called it CPD then, but I went to watch The Great Debate. And he was doing a session, and it was in Gloucester. So it was like, you know, for me, I was driving the car that I had at the time. I don't even know how it got me there, but it got me there. So anyway, he was doing a session where he just used five cones and he was working on movement. And let me tell you something, that was one of the most awe-inspiring bits of coaching that I've ever seen in my life, because five cones. And I drove it was an hours long CPD. And I'd driven roughly around about 2.5-3 hours to get up there. I didn't know what I was going to see. Mm. He didn't say what it was going to be. I think he kind of said on it, it was a coaching movement, you know. But it was, honestly, there was the bit where he used five cones and he went into a game. But it was the bit where he used the five cones that absolutely fascinated me. How he talked about movement, the specifics of the movement, the way he coached the players. I was like, my mouth was open. And I remember a guy came up to me and I don't remember who it was, but a guy came up to me and he started talking to me and I just went, sorry, fella. I'm coming to listen to you. Coming to listen to him. And then I moved away and he looked at me. He was like, you could see he was giving me daggers for the rest of the day. But so whoever that was, I don't know if you remember me, but yeah, I'm sorry. but that was a great moment because I'd spent a lot of time in between my qualifications going to various different parts of the country to see different coaches work. Not every single one was brilliant,
no,
but not every single one was terrible either. But I learned something from every single thing that I did. Mm. So when I went onto the qualification, it was all this stuff that I had. But the qualification, what it did, it started to get me to go, oh, right, that fits into that bit there. Mm. And I can use that there and I can do that there and I can do this. And it was all those things that came together. So by giving myself that time, I think I'm so much more of a better coach.
Yeah.
Than if I'd rushed through the journey.
It's an investment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? You're making an investment in your own learning, your own development, but for the purpose of what it's intended for. Mm. And what I mean by that is that you've gone there to learn, not gone there as an opportunity to tick a box to get on a qualification. I think that's the key piece. And I think just, you know, building on what you said earlier, right, is, you know, if we're talking about dealing with rejection, well, do you really understand what that next qualification is meant to be giving you? Right? And I think there's a lot of people out there that might apply for a qualification, but they don't really understand what the qualification is there for.
Mm.
And it's just exactly like you said, you hit the nail on the head, and I think you're spot on in that just because you didn't get on doesn't mean you can't learn that same knowledge, learn that same, you know, that same content, that same experience, and pick up those things. Yes, it might not be in a formal setting, which is fine. You know, let's not be naive here and say that we don't understand the challenges that obviously presents for certain people in their careers and their journeys. But I think there's two key things that you've said so far. And one, and I can think back my own journey on this and say, well, you either want it or you don't.
Mm.
And at one point for me, I had a brief period of time where I wasn't coaching and I was a bit frustrated.
Mm.
But actually, that's the exact question I asked myself. Do you want this or do you not? And as soon as I, you know, recognized and identified and accepted, yes, I do want this, nothing else was going to stand in my way. Now, yes, there has going to be times where I don't get accepted onto all the qualifications I want to get onto and things like that. But there is other ways to still obtain that knowledge. So it could be as simple as actually, do you know what? I haven't got onto the qualification. Pete's running a UEFA B course as an example. Can I reach out to Pete and say, right, can I come and observe? Because in the interim, I can now have an insight on what the qualification is actually going to be giving me. I then get to make a decision. Actually, is that something that I really want? In the first instance, I can tell myself, actually, now that I know what it's actually about, it's not for me. Or furthermore, now that I know what it is about, what can I now start doing, taking away what my observations are from the course, although not being an official candidate on it, that I can go away and start working on applying and implementing. And then maybe, like you said, developing that body of work to the point where actually these are some key reference points that then allow me to enhance my application on the next time round. So I think there is a lot in there.
But I think there's something even deeper than that, though.
Go for it.
You know, yes, is sometimes if you've had a little taste of it, you might find actually I'm not ready yet.
Exactly, yeah.
Because this is a bit too much for me.
Yeah.
And that's okay as well, because now, and this is the thing about coaches, and I say this to coaches, all coaches, there is so much help for you now than there's ever been. Because if you start to go out and you start to think about this, my role, this Yaz's role, reaching out and finding somebody that you can actually speak to, that's never been easier, right? Now, if you just bury your head in the sand and you just go, oh, it's not fair, I didn't get on and everything else. Well, what are you doing to, remember, you're talking about your players. What are you doing to your players? Because it's about the players. Football will take place without us.
Yeah.
Right? And we've got to remember that. So if you go out there, I remember pointing this out to a coach once, and it was just after a game, and the kids had just played in the game, and he was doing his bit and so on and so forth. And then at the end of the game, the kids were playing on a pitch by themselves. No, don't forget, they just played a game. They're playing a game in one of the goals. And I said, look at that over there. I said, there's no coach. There's no bibs. There's no cones. There's no ref. Get them playing.
Yeah.
Right. So I said, I dare you to go over there and say, I'm going to start coaching you.
Yeah.
They'll tell you to get lost. Yeah. Right? So the kids understand when they need to be coached and when they don't need to be coached. And it's that's the thing. You know, you think about how many times have we been on courses where we go out, we say to everybody, go out, take the balls. And what are the first thing the coaches do?
Start kicking them around. Yeah.
Exactly. Start kicking the ball, kicking the ball at the goal.
Yeah.
And then we say, well, what'd you do? But that's the power and the beauty of football.
Yeah.
So the it's really crucial to understand that as a coach, if you've not managed to get onto the course that you desire to get onto, keep working. Keep working and finding out, getting more information, trying to find out how you can be a better coach. Find out who you can speak to. Find out who you can. There is a CPD opportunity. Speak to your county FA. You know, speak to even the tutor on your last course. Give them a ring and ask them. Right, this is what's like happened. Blah 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 blah. Can you give me some advice? And they will do that. A good tutor is always there for his or her students.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always say this to the students who I've worked with. I said, my support doesn't stop just because you've now passed the course.
Yeah.
I'm still here. And I get really disappointed when I bump into them and they say, oh yeah, Pete, you know what, this happened to me and that happened to me. And I said, why didn't you find me?
Yeah.
And they go, oh man, but you're really busy. I said, yeah, I'm supposed to be busy.
But I think there's something really important there, right? As a coach developer, as a coach mentor, from my own experiences, both as a learner and as now being on the other side of the equation, initially as a learner, I found that when I was more proactive, people were more willing to help me.
Yes.
Right? Because they actually knew that that was me demonstrating, I want your support.
Yeah.
I want this knowledge. Yeah. I want this next step.
Mm.
And same thing here. I mean, what you can't expect is for the coach, developer, or the mentor in that respect to be chasing you.
Yes.
Right? Because fundamentally, if they're having to chase you for it, you don't want it enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And that term, wanting it enough, we have to be careful about how we use that. But I think what you're saying is, and you're right, and you're saying, you are in charge of your own learning. You're in charge of your own destiny. If, say, for example, if you were on a course, say, for example, the tutor never called you, it's not down to the tutor to call you. It's down to you to call the tutor.
It's just taking that accountability and that ownership over your own development, right? And I just think, you know, even going slightly off topic now, even when I've been on a qualification, sometimes maybe it's taking longer than anticipated to get through it, right? And that challenge of, right, I feel like I'm ready now. Yeah, you might feel like you're ready now, but actually when you're in that relationship, that coach developer, coach relationship, or coach mentor, coach mentee relationship, there's almost that element of, yeah, you might be ready, but are you extracting all the mentor can give you in that process?
Yep.
And I think, you know, the signs for me of a good coach mentor in that process is recognizing, actually, yes, we've hit our first hurdle, we've hit our first goal. Now we're going to go beyond that so that you're not walking out of that qualification or you're not moving on from that part of your journey being just competent.
Yeah.
You're actually getting through with, if you like, with flying colours in some respect. So, I mean, just, you know, just talk to that a little, because I think some of the key things that you've really touched on for me there around just keep working, keep learning, surround yourself with different people and all these different bits are important. But I think most importantly, it's take the information and then apply it. Don't just sit on the fact that you attended this CPD or you attended that course or you didn't quite get on this course. But what are you doing with the information that you're actually picking up, whether that be through mentoring, whether that be through CPDs, webinars, even different face-to-face workshops? What are you actually doing with that information to help you get better? So, you know, just from your own experiences then, what would you say are some of the biggest things that you've been able to kind of really delve in and deep into in your own journey around coach education, coach development, and even just formal qualifications when the journey hasn't always been as smooth as you wanted it to be?
The journey for me wasn't always smooth, because at the time you know, we didn't have as much help as we do now as coaches, and also as much information. So what I was thought about is, well, where can I get it from? And I remember at the time, and I will give them a bit of a name check, Surrey Coaches Association was a great source for me at the time, because it was one of the, because I think every county had a coaches association, and it was every would have probably been about couple every months, couple months there'd be something, and so you'd go along to that, and you'd think, and it was informal, you could go along and you could meet other coaches, and also it was a great place to find out about if there was a job going and that sort of stuff, you know. And also they used to put out job adverts on there as well, so that was great that existed at that time. And we've seen an explosion in that now with all the different mediums that we have. So I always looked at it from, what is it I want? And I remember going on a course with UK Coaching, and it was about being the best coach you can be. I think that was the title of it. I can't remember. Still got the book somewhere at home. And the guy said on the first day, this isn't about you getting a UEFA B or a UEFA A. It's about you becoming a good coach. The UEFA B or the UEFA A will just be a stop at a station.
Yeah, it's a milestone.
And then you go on from there. Because you don't stop when you get there. You're going to keep going on. And that's, for me, has always been the thing about... My thing from that point on was, I just want to be the best coach that I can be. Every time I have a fall, I pick myself up and I go, right, okay... Why did I fall? Why did I fail? You know, why did I fail in that job? Why didn't I do well here? And so I've also always given myself time to go, right, okay, let me see, what would I do if I got a job in the first team again? What would that look like? But I knew that I had to know so much more than I did when I first took on my very first team job. Right? So those things are really crucial in you as a coach when you don't get no qualification, is what learning am I going to do? And if I don't know, who can I ask? Because that's really important as well. Because there's always going to be, because there's always someone who's nowadays who's quite prepared to go, yeah, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Or come along and watch my session. I mean, I coach now practically every week, as I would say, when I'm not working, but I'll go out and coach and I'll say to coaches, well, yeah, of course you can come down.
Yeah.
And it's open house.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying to them, well, if I can show you something, great. And if you want to talk to me about it afterwards for maybe 10 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes or the next day, fine, we can have a chat about it. Because it's sharing. When I was out in Portugal, that's the one thing they did really well out there. They shared. They kind of shared from a point of view of, we're the top team, we're the best.
Yeah.
You know? You're
not a threat to us.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But I think that's the thing though, right? Fundamentally, none of us are reinventing the wheel.
No.
We're all just using ideas that might have been called something different a few years ago.
Yeah.
And will be called something different in a few years' time. But it's, you know, I think the real key takeaway for me in this conversation and the real thing to think about for coaches is, what are you doing right now that justifies you getting on that qualification next time around? If you have faced that rejection, what are you doing right now that's going to prepare you and give you a better insight on what to expect and what you could be doing? Like I said, one of the key things is recognizing that the content of the qualification can be accessed anywhere.
Yes.
Right? There's different people that can provide you with some of that knowledge. There's different webinars, there's different, you know, you can go on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Right? You can come and watch us.
I suggest that.
But point being, it's not always about getting the formal qualification. Sometimes the content is enough, because sometimes you might realize, actually, I don't need the qualification because my career path isn't that. I just want to be a better coach. And so you know, the thing I really want people to think about right now is, what are we constantly doing to be better coaches? And that's fundamentally for me. What are some key takeaway messages from you?
The key takeaway for me is, don't stop learning. Enjoy the process of learning. Enjoy the process of getting better. Because just because you didn't get on the course doesn't change you as a person. All that's happened is you just didn't get on the course. I'll use another analogy. It's like you're going off, going to work, and you know you've got to catch the 18 bus, right? That's going to take you into Marylebone. I think it goes to Marlon Moon, doesn't it? But you're running up the road, you see it coming, it gets to the bus stop before you do, you start running and it leaves you. But you know there's going to be another 18 bus coming along. You just wait for the next 18 bus, you know, and you'll get to your destination. Okay.
Love it. Love it. Well, there you have it, guys. Another episode of Coaching Conversations with Pete and Yas. Hopefully you enjoyed that one today. Make sure you like, share and subscribe and leave us a comment. Let us know your thoughts. And if you've got any topics you want us to hear or discuss in the future. Take care, guys. Have a great day.
See ya.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.